Hi everyone, welcome to the podcast. I'm glad you're here because I have an amazing guest here today that you're really going to love hearing from because she has a great story behind her and you probably have seen her before on Instagram. She's so fun and bubbly. I love hearing from her, but she has a lot of depth to her as well. So let's welcome Haley Clark. Thank you for being here.
Thanks, Laura.
Oh, let's have them hear the basic about you, who you are, what you're doing, and yeah. Who is the
I'm Haley Clark. I always say, like, first and foremost, I'm a wife. I feel like I go from like importance level to like not so important, but all of it's important, but mostly about me. So I'm a wife. My husband and I together, we own three restaurants. He mostly works there because I've got my own business, which I'll talk about. And then I'm a mom. I have three kids, ages 7, 6, and 4. And then I am a business owner. So I own Honeymark, which is a swimsuit company and actually bag company. And eventually we'll move into like everyday clothing as well. We're working on that. And
Oh,
then I also, yeah, I know, I'm excited.
yeah,
And then I
yay.
also run a page online that's like kind of my personal business page, where I share about Jesus Christ and I share about being a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and just do fun videos. And right now, well, actually this will launch later, but right now while we're recording, we're doing like a 12 days closer to Christ during Christmas season. And it's been fun. It's kind of something pretty new, but something that I'm excited about, and hopefully it's been good. And we live in Utah. I'm like, what else do I need to tell you about me? We have no, oh, I was gonna say we have no animals, but we do. We have six chickens and two bunnies. So
Yay.
that's about me.
That's so fun. I didn't know also that you were, launching it into clothing. I think that's amazing to have it be that because I think you'll do well. You've already launched a bag recently, so
Yes.
it's
Yep.
amazing.
Yeah, we
But
launched the bag. Well, and then one of the things that people ask me about, like on my page, is like, how do I dress modestly? It's something that I am like pretty passionate about, is like m being modest in your dress. And
that's
so I personally have a really hard time finding like modest clothing. People are like, where do you shop? And I'm like, you have to look, like you really have to dive in and search a lot.
Yes.
And so I was like, I just want to be a hub for people to be able to just say, oh, I only shop at this place because their stuff is cute and it's functional and it's practical and it's modest. And because that's kind of how our swimsuits are. So that's the goal with that.
That's perfect. And I mean, that is that side of your business. And what I'd love to talk on for today is really knowing who you are as the person behind it all. And we talked before we jumped on, and that was really fun to really get to know you a little bit more and hear your story on kind of what direction you're taking, because that's what initially led me to ask you to be on the podcast, is because I was realizing I am loving this side of Haley leaning into being a missionary and sharing this. But as you have said, like, this has come at a cost because it is hard to really open up and you're scared what people may say. So tell me this story of it all, of how you felt with how you why you needed to do that. And you already told me before, but we're going to hear it again. So yes.
So in kind of a roundabout way, I had this random account. Like, I have my very personal account that's mostly for like my close family and friends. I have my business account with Honeymark. And then I had this other account that was kind of sitting around that has been used for a couple different things just on my, throughout my life, and nothing was really sticking. And then I was trying to share kind of behind the scenes of Honeymark, of my life, of what it's like to be a designer. I was trying to do more creative things. And then I had this idea to share more about Jesus Christ. And I really wanted to create a space that was something that was like natural for me, I guess, something that I didn't have to like motivate myself and be like, man, I have to sew another dress and then I have to post about it or something. Like, I just wanted to get on and talk about Christ. And so I made one video, and I actually, for a while, I was kind of posting videos here and there, just whenever I had an idea, whenever the Spirit would prompt me to speak about something. But I was really trying hard to stay, we've talked about this a little bit just a minute ago, but about, I was kind of in this vague space of a generalized Jesus, essentially. Like anything I would talk about was more of like a generalized Christianity topic.
Yeah.
And because I really didn't want to like cause division, that was my whole thing. And I honestly think I was scared more than anything, because as members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, we deal with a lot of persecution. I feel like especially right now, there's a lot of clickbait out there about people who have left or are leaving or are going through a faith transition. And so it's really hard to want to stand up for something that you believe in so strongly. And I'm actually a convert to the church, and we didn't get into this, but I talk about it a lot on my page, where I didn't grow up as a member of the Church of Jesus Christ. I was baptized at age 18. I first started learning about the church when I was 13. And so it took me 5 years to really dive in. And there was so much I still didn't know, but within those 5 years, I had so many spiritual experiences and was really able to strengthen my testimony. And it's something that I knew that I never wanted to live without. Like once I was baptized, the fact that I was baptized at 18, first of all, it's so fresh to me still, right? It's been a little over 10 years. Like it's something that I remember. It's something that I can look back on and like have this feeling that I know that that is real, that really happened to me, where I think a lot of people might doubt, you know, especially some of my friends who grew up with the church in their life, and they might have said, well, they didn't know any different, right? So it's hard for them to know what it was like to like feel the Spirit, because they were probably feeling it all that time and they just didn't realize it just because they had it often. And anyway, so being a convert, I do feel like I have a different perspective. I feel like I want to share the gospel more because I had my entire life changed when somebody was able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with me. When somebody wasn't scared to share with me, it definitely like just moved the whole trajectory of my life. Mm-hmm. And so that is a main reason why I want to share. But at that time, it was just hard to share online. And then I actually went to the temple one day, and in the temple was when I had this reminder that what I am giving, what I'm sacrificing for the Lord within my time and my talents that He's blessed me with, I want to share that with other people about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And I had been praying more specifically for opportunities, and kind of without expecting the opportunities to be this, my account grew from, I think I had maybe like 1600 followers at the time of like, and they weren't really engaged. It was just kind of like, they were just there and I was there, whatever. And on that page, I posted one video about how I alter my clothing to wear over my garments, the garments of the Holy Priesthood that I have covenanted to wear. And it kind of blew up, and I went, it was pretty crazy. I mean, just like every day I had like another like 1,000 followers, and I was like, whoa, this is a little bit crazy. And then I just kept posting stuff that was like in my heart, and I got a lot of negative comments, and I got a lot of really positive feedback. People that were like, I didn't realize I wasn't the only one that felt this way. Like people that were shocked that somebody, I guess that like was like them, felt the same way that they do, if that makes sense. Like I didn't realize how many people felt alone in loving their testimony of Jesus Christ, like loving being at church of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, because I think the loudest people around us right now are those who are unfortunately leaving and those who've had a really hard time with religion in general. It's not just our faith. It's so many religions. So many people are just saying, no, I don't believe in this anymore. It's a really sad time. But that's why, that's really what happened. That's basically how it started. I was very unsure at first. And honestly, it's true. Like the more you share, the easier it gets, first of all, and the more you like want to, and the stronger your own testimony gets, which is like amazing. I'm like, now I feel selfish for sharing because it just builds my testimony. So right. It's good.
He blesses you 10x. It's all like, as long as you put forth that little bit, He gives you so much more.
Yeah.
Yesterday, actually, I'll share this little analogy, because last night we had the missionaries over to share a little message to my kids, and they used a candy cane. So there's a candy cane that looks like this. He's holding it that way with the J, you know?
Okay.
And he just, any way he held this candy cane, he's like, look at all these analogies. Like this cane brings us back. It's a cane that's why it's shaped that way. Look, it has the letter J. It's Jesus. And also that part there for the J and with the candy cane, that is the small part for those that can't see me, because this is also a podcast and on YouTube. But that small little part of the candy cane that goes up there, that's how much we put in. But then look at all this up here that he puts in. I'm like, oh, I never thought of it that way. And it really is like he's maximizing your efforts, Haley. I can clearly see that. People can clearly see that. You need to stand up for this church in general, that it's being under attack. And like you said too, you're right. It's also any religions. It's any good is being under attack. But of course, with what culture that we're in here, of course, culture, I use in air quotes, but it definitely needs people like you to stand up and talk about this, because I felt drawn, like I said before, I felt peace when I found your, I've always actually followed you, but then I actually found your book. I hadn't been following your personal account that way. And people want to connect personally. And I was telling you before, like millennials and Gen Z, I think anyone just already, we really do want to connect with the personal side of whatever brand, company, business it is, because we need connection. That's everything I've been teaching more of too. And you are doing that. Like I feel peace when I watch your stuff, and I feel like, wow, if she's going to say it in a happy way that you're confident and you're proud to be a part of, because I almost feel like it's almost like a trend to kind of leave and to think it's not as cool to go to church and to be traditional in that way, but it's not, it's actually very thought through. You and I, we stay for a reason, in that it's not just because I'm being led blindly or I was born that way, but I had no idea that you were a convert, that you didn't say that before. So that just adds another layer to it, that of course you are so driven with this missionary work. I love it.
Well, and even though I'm a convert, I do feel like conversion is, it's a daily effort. It's a daily thing, right? It doesn't happen in an instant. You know, there are big experiences that each of us have spiritually, but it's also, it really is like a daily effort. That's why we're asked to do these things to build our foundation, like praying and reading our scriptures and going to the temple and going to church. And there unfortunately was that time when we weren't able to go to the temple and go to church. And there were a lot of people who kind of took that as a way to say, like, okay, well, I don't think I'm going to pray anymore. And I don't think I'm going to read my scriptures. And rather than really leaning into Christ, they were kind of just leaning into, what are these other people doing? What are these other people saying? And we have so many distractions. We have so many like things around us. And I think the adversary knows that. And I just think it's really easy for him right now to just get into people's heads and make them doubt. And so even if you are not a convert, I know that over the last few years, I think everybody has had to look at themselves and say, where am I at with the gospel of Jesus Christ? Where am I at in my relationship with Jesus Christ? Where am I at and how I feel about my covenants? And then really dive into that and be like, what is this really about? What am I really doing? What am I choosing to do? And then making that choice every single day, because it is not easy to be a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints right now. And it's really hard to share about it, even for me, when I'm like, I know that people benefit from this, but it's still hard to share about. I've talked to people a lot about this, because they're like, how do I get more confident sharing about the gospel? And I'm like, well, first of all, you have to know for yourself the truthfulness of it. You have to have a strong testimony, because that's what you can fall back on. When somebody comes to you and tries to make a dig at you, like a personal attack, right? You have to be able to say, they are a hurt person and I'm going to forgive them, because they don't know what they don't know, right? Like, they just don't know. And I know what I believe in. I am firm in my testimony of Jesus Christ. And so we have to be like, we have to know our stuff. We really do. It's a time when we can't really just be like lax anymore. We've got to know what we're doing. And so it's that. And then also loving God more than loving people. Well, that sounds weird, but like loving God and like what he wants for us more than loving the validation of man, right? Like we don't need to be popular. That's not what God really wants from us. He wants us to grow his following. He doesn't want us necessarily to like focus on our following. He wants us to grow other, like his following. And so I just think that if we kind of change our mindset to I'm going to share the gospel because I know that it's true, then it makes it so much easier just to share, rather than focusing on what are they going to think of me, because they are going to think what they're going to think and that's on them. So
it's the scripture said that you have your eyes single to his glory, and that it's not swayed by one thing that someone says over here, or even the thousands of things people say over here in the DMs and well, the comments or family members that may give you a hard time, whatever it is, you are just in your own lane and you're keeping through. And that is exactly what I'm talking a lot about with this solid sense of self. And I can see that. I think that's why people are drawn to you, because you have that solid sense of self. Yep. You have your own integrity and you have your own back, and knowing I feel that I have accessed this intuition, this spirit of what I, with the spirit of telling me what I need to do. And it would feel wrong if I don't.
Yep.
It feels so much right. It's scary to do it. And we had talked about before that we're kind of touching on here is that the adversary is real in the sense that whenever there's something that you're prompted to do, know that he's right there ready to give you some problems, to give you some backlash. And this has happened a lot of times before with people I've coached before. And you had said it, you said it perfectly before that. Yeah, actually expect it. And if it is happening, it's exactly how it should be. It actually should be happening.
Yeah. Persecution should be happening for you. And I think there's opposition in all things, and it's never going to be easy to talk about good things, and especially to talk about Jesus Christ. It's never going to be easy to do that. And even though I'm like, I have people behind me and it's still hard, I still have days when I don't feel as motivated to talk about it or to talk about him, right? Like, and I don't know if that's Satan. I don't know if it's my own laziness. I don't know if it's fear, right? But like that, I mean, either way, like no matter what, like if we're not talking about Jesus Christ or we're not talking about his gospel, we're not sharing, we're not doing all the things that we can do, that's what the adversary wants. And so just, yeah, totally expect that to happen, because it totally will.
Right. I thought it was a great insight. So if anyone that's listening is feeling that prompting, whatever way it may be for you, it's going to be so personal to what it is for you, whether you're at home, whether you are working, and whether it is you want to speak it online. I mean, we're filming this and recording this just a handful of days before Christmas. And just recently, the prophet had talked about and shared this message of sharing your light, and each light is needed. And I've sometimes gotten to that point where I feel like, is anyone even listening? Does it matter? And that's the spirit, that's the adversary, not the spirit, sorry, telling me that. But I have to remember that if it felt right, I just do it. You don't have any idea of how many people are watching. And actually, I know for a fact there are a lot of lurkers too that are watching, even just as you're walking your neighborhood, or the lurkers on the internet. And they're needing your warmth and goodness. And that's what God had told me recently when I became very still and quiet and I backed away from business for a couple months to really reevaluate what I would do with rebranding away from intuitive eating. And that was, you know, God had told me very specifically, almost in a way, like, don't you dare.
Yeah.
Don't you dare. I made you this way. I gave you this warmth of personality. And just that very phrase stuck out to me, that I have that warmth of personality. He loves me for it. He created me for it, so that I can be warm and inclusive of others And that's, I think, what we'll all have that sort of ability one way or another. And it's all different. I have a transgender brother right below me that he wanted to go into nursing, but with that whole bedside manner, which was going to be harder for people, he realized, I'm going to go work in the lab. And he tells me, like, I'm going to go work in the lab and I'm going to do some good that way. I know it helps people. I'm doing all the tests on the different things that come in, but he's doing some good. And I am just so proud of him. And so those things are just they're those things that come up. So thinking about people in your life that do the good and that they are sharing their light, and that hopefully you can too. But any last thoughts though, on what you want to share here today and anything that's coming up for you?
I think just reminding ourselves every day that it's okay if we have days where we don't like also feel confident, and we can find our confidence in Christ. I'd like just like what you were saying, like, it's so easy to start doubting. But it's also easy to kind of just say a prayer within our heart and be like, can you remind me, you know, like, can you help me with this? Asking for help is sometimes not an easy thing, but I think we can always like remember that we can ask for help. We can ask him to help us. We can ask the Spirit to comfort us always and to be with us and to guide us to what we need to be doing. Because I think sometimes we find that self-doubt because maybe we know it's not the right thing that we're supposed to be doing. And maybe God has a bigger, better plan for us. And so I think it's just good to remember to ask for help, and to stay connected to that. I know for me, I'm one that's like, well, no, this is what I want to do. And I know what's right. And I know what I can do. And I think God sometimes is like, no, I know what you can do. Like, I know your potential. I know you. I know you better than you do. And he just sees more than we do. So I think it's so important to remember that, to lean into that for sure.
Right. We're yoked with him and whatever this plan is, and yoked with Christ, and he helps it the whole way. Well, I am just so glad I got to talk to you today. You're just so, so much fun to talk to. So tell people more about where they can find you and anything that you love to have them learn more about you.
Yeah. So you can find me at The Haley Clark. That is where I talk about Jesus Christ. And I like to post about like things that can help you with your relationship with Jesus Christ, which is great. And then you can also find me on at The Honey Mark. So that is my swimsuit and bag and eventually the clothing page. And you will just find me around. I'm on some podcasts. I'm a little bit of everywhere, but
you're around, but you're really great at being extroverted and getting out and making people feel, and you're inclusive of others. So, and I love that you're creating that community for women that are looking for that. So thank you. And go follow her and go check her swimsuits because they're pretty cute. And your reels that you do with them are so adorable. I just can't help but watch them. You're so good at. Oh yeah, you used to be a dancer. I think that's.
I did. Yeah.
That's also why I'm like, she knows what she's doing. So, good job.
All part of God's plan. It's not. It's not me. It's all him.
Well, thank you again today, and thanks for listening today, everyone. You have a great rest of your week.